Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And for the drive, we're Area 45.
So a little bit of breaking news coming down regarding, you had mentioned about Juan DeFranco and that he was probably going to be going to jail. Well,
yes, I
Juan DeFranco was going to jail.
Yes, he
was. Reported 5 minutes ago by Jeff Passan. Juan DeFranco found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor for having an illegal sexual relationship with a 14-year-old girl when he was 21. He gets a, you're going to love this, 2-year suspended sentence. So he'll have to serve it if he fails to meet conditions set by the job, by the judge, the main one being he does not approach any minors with sexual intentions.
Okay.
I mean,
cease and desist from, you know, other minors.
In the United States,
stay away.
We used to say 16 will get you 20.
Mm-hmm.
In the DR, it gets you a 2-year suspended sentence.
All right.
However, the conviction is a felony, which means he's probably never getting a work visa in the United States again.
So this has to void his contract, right?
So he's on the MLB restricted list.
Okay.
I think that if you're on the restricted list, they don't have to pay you.
But if you apply for reinstatement...
Can't apply for reinstatement because he's a felon.
Hmm.
Tricky. If you can't get a work visa,
yeah,
can't play.
Yeah, I'm putting the pieces together.
And
now
he's probably just never going to get a work visa because with a felony, he's not... Certainly with the current administration, never getting a work visa.
Yeah. I brought him up last night. That, you know,
I don't even know if he'll be able to get a visa to go to Japan or to go to Korea and play in any of those leagues. He might be trying to play in the Mexican League.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
So his career is basically over.
His career is over.
Hopefully he took good care of his money. Hopefully. I mentioned him last night. He's the 100th highest paid player in Major League Baseball according to, or as it pertains to, average annual value. His average annual value was just over like $16 million. And I brought him up because he was one of 11 shortstops within the top 100 highest paid AAV players. And I brought him up because Jeremy Peña, in the recent report by Chandler Rome and Ari Alexander, that the Astros were in quote unquote deep conversations with Peña about a contract extension that is said to have... been for 5 years and more than $105 million. That average annual value, if you believe that offer, is about $21
million. I
thought was low.
You want to know what's even more crazy?
What?
The mother of the girl
mm-hmm.
was found guilty of sexually trafficking her daughter. And she's going to jail for 10 years.
Because she took money. She took money. Juan DeFranco.
Yeah, she was trying to get them to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, take. So he was giving money to the mother for take care of the family, mm-hmm. take care of the girl.
Yeah, like $70,000, maybe $80,000 total is what they found. That's what they found.
Yeah, that's not what they didn't find.
There's always what they didn't find.
He was giving money to the family mm-hmm. to take care of this girl. Like, this was a like real relationship. This wasn't just, yeah, I hooked up with your daughter. Like, this was a real relationship. But I think, I want to say the reporting was the girl wasn't necessarily 100% in on it.
Yeah.
Like, she had reservations about it. She liked being treated well and, you know,
well, look,
famous player, but she wasn't sure about the whole age difference. And the parents, because the mother was like pushing her. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Keep going. She's getting 10 years. He got 2 years suspended.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild.
It is wild. But you know what? At least in one case, like, you better be going away to the pokey for a long time if you're going to pimp your daughter out. Like, just get out of here with that. God bless that girl. Needless to say, Wander Franco, not an MVP. Okay? But the guy that I was alluding
most
to.
Most valuable pedophile.
Yeah, possibly. Statutory rapist, maybe not even applicable here, because if the girl wants, I don't know. It's just
oh, no, wild. She's young enough. It's statutory.
Oh, I know. She's young enough, but if she wanted it, then that's a whole nother
doesn't matter.
Situation.
It is statutory.
Sounds very much like a, you know, retroactive Maury Povich episode.
Like, the whole idea is, you know, as an adult, you're supposed to be smart enough to know that somebody that age is not of age to make those decisions.
But I think that's what he liked about it.
I don't even remember.
That's what they like about that.
If he knew her true age at first.
Yeah.
He may not have known her actual age in the beginning, but the point is, once you find out, you don't go to the mommy and say, hey, I'm going to give you, like, you know, thousands of dollars.
Thought she was cinquantayuno, you know? Who knew? It was 12.
Stuff is crazy in other countries.
Yeah.
As crazy as people might think things are in America,
yeah,
they are way crazier in other countries.
In some cases, yeah. They're pretty crazy here, too. It's pretty wild. All right. So during, was it during the show? No, it was not during the show. No, it was during the second inning of the game today on Space City Home Network. That's what it was. During the second inning, Space City Home Network put a poll up. And the poll was, who's the Astros' midseason MVP? And I thought it was pretty funny.
Who were the choices?
Well, there was only two. Really three. Your choices, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena, and someone else. Literally, they put someone else up there. Now, at that point in time, 700 people had voted. And 61% of those people at 1:34 Central Time today had voted for Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena. And in my opinion, I think he's easily the correct answer. And here's why. Hunter Brown, special Cy Young Award candidate. Ask yourself, where would the Astros be without Hunter Brown? Okay? He's been terrific at home. He's been terrific on the road. He's just been terrific amongst baseball's very best. Where would the Astros be without Hunter Brown? Hopefully, we don't have to find out in the next 81 games. Ask yourself the question, where would the Astros be without Jeremy Pena? The defense and the bat. And for a long period of time, PC, no disrespect to Isak Paredes, who's been pretty damn consistent all season long, too. Jeremy Pena has been the best damn bat the Astros have had going, period. Period. And Jose Altuve found it fitting enough to say, hey, get your ass in a leadoff spot, man. Like, we need some help up there. And, you know, we got to figure out this thing in the lineup without Yordan in there, without Christian Walker hitting, you know, XYZ player, Yainer Diaz, whoever it is at the time, going through it at the plate. We need to figure some stuff out. Without Jeremy Pena, PC, I feel like the Astros would be worse than if they were without Hunter Brown. And the only thing that makes me say that is you have to be able to score runs to win baseball games. And the Astros pitching has done a pretty damn good job. Ryan Gusto, Brandon Walter, Colton Gordon, the bullpen, you name it. They've contributed. It feels like they could just go pluck anybody out of the system and say, hey, we need you up here for a couple weeks, big baller. Go get it. And they'd reciprocate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The argument between Peña and Brown is pretty much like saying, you know, do you want $1 million in gold or do you want $1 million in, like, crypto? It's still $1 million. I would act, both I am leaning, yeah. I am leaning to Hunter Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, the pitching staff once again has been devastated by injuries. And Hunter Brown, who leads the league in ERA at 174,
mm-hmm.
Hunter Brown has made sure this team never goes into a tailspin. No matter, it doesn't matter what they've done before he starts. When he picks up the ball, they know they're getting a guy, that they're in the game. Hunter Brown, they need a win. He comes out there, he shuts down the other team. He gives the bullpen some rest, and he makes sure, like you know, you're gonna have couple of rookies, well, in this case right now three, going out there and giving you starts. Hunter Brown has been the anchor of this rotation where he has given them Cy Young level, and I mean front runner, Cy Young level performance. And this is not in any way to diminish what Jeremy Peña has done, because Jeremy Peña has been tremendous. I mean, we were just saying how JP has right now the second highest WAR in all of baseball.
It's been that way for a minute.
Yeah, the only person with a higher WAR than Jeremy Peña is Aaron Judge. But Hunter Brown has been the best pitcher in baseball. Stop.
Yeah, but you see
baseball.
You see my point, though. The Astros have been able to, you know, get help in the pitching department far more easily than they've been able to find, like, hey,
well, keep in mind,
we need a starter. We need somebody that's going to get us going offensively. They literally have that guy in the leadoff spot. You know, he's got the ability for some pop. He's got the ability to steal your bag. He's the most aggressive slash the best base runner they have on the team right now. And he's got one of the best gloves defensively you can find anywhere on the field.
His defense is not as good as you think it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's three outs above average.
I don't care what
Bobby Witt is above 15. Average,
and he made another tremendous play today.
He's a very good defender. He is not among the elite. He's a very good defender, but he has been a high average, high on base. He takes extra bases. He steals bases. He has been their best hitter overall. Best overall hitter. I'm just leaning, and again, we're splitting hairs.
Because we are.
Both of these two guys have been.
You're trying to say hurtful words.
You could ask, well, I'm not saying hurtful
You're
words.
You're trying to say
I'm
hurtful
saying
words.
That Hunter Brown, to me, has been the team MVP because he's been the anchor of a staff that's been brutalized by injuries. And when you talk about what the other guys who have been in the rotation outside of Framber Valdez have done. All right, Ryan Gusto. 4.62 ERA, 1.48 WHIP. Not that great. Hayden Wesneski, 4.50 ERA, 1.09 WHIP. Whip's pretty good because he didn't walk guys, but 4.50 ERA is still pretty high. Lance McCullers Jr., as good as he's been, 4.91 ERA, 1.43 WHIP, because he walks a lot of guys.
Yeah, but he also had a couple of stinkers in there too before he turned things around.
He had that one really bad stinker.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Walter, 3.80 ERA, 1.10 WHIP, solid, not great, solid. Spencer Arrighetti had a 5.59 ERA before he got hurt.
Two starts.
I'm saying he had a 5.59 ERA before he got hurt. AJ Blueball, 4.50 ERA, 1.50 WHIP. So the other guys have been mediocre,
mm-hmm.
decent, okay. They haven't been very good, but mm-hmm. they haven't been awful.
Right.
He has been the most elite pitcher in all of baseball.
No question. I'll go back to this.
Hey, we're splitting hairs.
Offseason. Alex Bregman, everybody knows he's gone. It's just not a formality yet, okay? Joe Espada has asked, hey, who's the guy that you believe can step up and be the vocal leader in the clubhouse? Who's the guy that you think can step up and take their game to the next level? He didn't mince words. He didn't hem and haw. He didn't give you a list of candidates. He said two words, Jeremy Peña. That's it. He said Jeremy Peña. That guy was at the forefront of his mind because of what he'd seen from a ALCS MVP, a World Series MVP in his rookie year, and had seen the maturation, and a guy that was like hanging out, waiting to just, you know, have his opportunity to kind of seize what he was already knowingly capable of, and that's being the guy. A guy that can be a fire starter, that can be the energy, that can be, and I'm talking about in the clubhouse, in the dugout, and definitely on the field. That's what he brings every single day.
Been great. I'm not saying he's been great.
Without that, and this level of production, and never mind, okay, only three outs above average. Fine. That's above average. How above average is he as a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball right now?
Been phenomenal. Listen,
he's probably been the best leadoff hitter in baseball since he's been put in the spot. And that, to me, is called a very above average, well-rounded player. And you take that guy out of a lineup that is struggling to score runs, and you're FUBAR.
You gave me a choice. Pick this guy or pick that
guy. I'm trying to convince you to go with me.
And again, where are they without Jeremy Peña?
Ring the bell.
Well, they're probably in trouble. Where are they without Hunter Brown? Effed.
You know, AJ Blueball would just turn into a badass. I don't know.
AJ Blueball has been getting his butt kicked at AAA this year. I mean, he's been getting hammered.
They would find somebody named Aloysius, you know, hiding in their farm system like High A Asheville and say, hey, bub, come on up here, boy.
I mean, Hunter Brown has been so good. He is the front runner for the Cy Young in the American League. And if he wins Cy Young, hell, if he finishes top three, the Astros get a comp pick after the first round.
Even if it's just top three? I thought he had to win it.
Just top three. You have to win rookie of the year. But if you're top three Cy or top three MVP, you get that comp pick. Now, you can only get one comp pick per player. But it's as long as they have to hit that tier before they hit arbitration.
Mm.
This is Hunter's last year before arbitration.
Let's go.
So he wins. If he's top three, right now he's the favorite to win. He's top three Cy Young. Astros get a sandwich pick after the first round.
Derwin, talk some sense into PC, will you? Derwin texts in from the 713. I agree with SB. Hunter's amazing every five games. Peña's five times more important day in and day out. Signed Derwin. Signed Bajani. Sign anybody else with a brain.
That is such a Roto baseball take.
Coming up next.
Roto baseball. Oh, no, it's a hitter. He's a hitter. He plays more. You don't have the pitching. You don't go anywhere.
Hey,
and they've got the best in baseball.
Chris is going to break the tie.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
And money!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.